Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Excuse me?
Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
55433.
You said 54433?
55433.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
So I had gotten an email saying that I ordered some earbuds, and I replied twice saying that I did not order them, and I noticed I had been, it was on pending for a couple of days, and now I see that it was posted, and I'm wondering what I need to do to cancel this.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. May I have your first and last name?
Vicky Denzer.
Yes, ma'am. I see you did place an order for the earbuds. They stay charged 9 hours, compatible to any phone, smartphone, iPhone. Also can be connected to a tablet. So I see that you did that trial order for $5.99. When you placed that trial order, ma'am, you was on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within the 14th day, they will charge you the full price for those earbuds.
What? So I was on a 14-day trial for what?
Those earbuds, ma'am. You had 14 days to see if you liked the earbuds. If not, then you will have to call and cancel, and you did not call and cancel it, so they charge you the full price.
So how do I go about getting that changed?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
What you mean how you go about getting that changed, ma'am?
Because I didn't want that order, whatever. Like, I put down, as soon as I got that email, I, like, emailed saying that I didn't want that. And so, and then I saw it was on my credit card and I wanted to dispute it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't see in no record where you call, where you email in. So you saying that you dispute those with?
I emailed on the email that I got, support@discountbuds.com.
Okay, ma'am. So you saying you email? I haven't seen where you email in. And if you did email in, they would have emailed you back and told you that you had to call in to cancel the account.
Yeah, that's the problem. I never got an email back. And then I responded. I'm looking at my emails right now. And then I never received a response from you. Please respond and let me know. And I said, I did not order. And so I've sent two emails. And I still haven't gotten a response. And I tried calling this number, and then I didn't get through, and I never got a call back. And then now I'm trying again, and I finally got through. Hello?
I'm still here listening to you.
What's that?
Yes, ma'am. So, like I did say, ma'am, there's nothing that I can do besides the charges on your account is valid, ma'am. But that's a one-time only charge. You will not get charged again.
So, like, basically, I was supposed to use those earbuds for 14 days and then
you were supposed
call
to
in with what?
14. Okay. So when you receive the earbuds, you was on the 14-day trial. So they give you 14 days to determine if you like the earbuds or not. Did you want to keep them or did you want to send the earbuds back, ma'am? You didn't do so. So they charge you the full price for the earbuds, in which all of this information I am providing to you, ma'am, it was on their website when you placed that order.
Okay. So you're saying my next step is just to call my credit card then?
If you call your credit card company, ma'am, and you dispute those charges, Only thing that will happen is you will lose your dispute, ma'am. And because your credit card company is going to call us and verify, well, they're going to put that money back in your account. They're going to refund you that $79.99, ma'am. But once they investigation and they call our company, the same information that I am giving you, we're going to get on the same information. We're going to get on the website going. We're going to tell them that you delivered. Everything that we mean you is, we talked about, it is being recorded, ma'am. So we will provide all that to the bank and you will.
That's fine. You can record it because you can record exactly what I'm telling you now. Because I'll send these earbuds back.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So if you want to send out earbuds back, so what I can do today, if give me just a moment. So it's one or two things, ma'am. I can give you 35% of your money back and let you keep those earbuds.
And then otherwise I just send them back and I can get refunded?
Well, if you send those earbuds back, ma'am, I have to issue you. You'll have to pay for the shipping and handling yourself to get those earbuds back. I will issue an RMA number, and it will take you up to, once they receive that product, ma'am, it will take you up to 30 days before they refund that money back in your account.
I know, but it's only $6 to mail them back, and you're charging me how much?
$79.99, but it will take 30 days for that money to be back in your account, ma'am.
So, what will you refund me today,
ma'am,
if I keep them?
For a courtesy, what I can do, instead of giving you 35% off, I can go ahead and refund you. I can give you 50%. I can do a refund for 50%, ma'am. So $79.99 with 50% off, I think that's going to be right at $40. I can refund you $40 today and you keep the AirPods.
Okay, and then am I done being committed to anything?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And I don't have to call in and do anything else?
Yes ma'am, because this order will be canceled and I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
Okay, so I would like that cancellation number then and do that.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me refund that. Now, ma'am, that refund right there of the $40 will take up 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account, ma'am, without count the weekend.
Okay.
Okay, but you will get an email letting you know that your refund is on the way. You know, tell you the amount that I refund to you. And sometimes it will, I see they already sent that email out to you, ma'am.
Oh, okay, let me look then. It hasn't arrived yet.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I was going to check my inbox, and I said,
okay, you can go
it
ahead.
Has not arrived yet.
It's saying that it's arrived, ma'am.
Yeah, I still, it went into promotions. Okay, yep, I got that then. Okay, yep, I did receive that email.
You did?
Okay, yep.
Okay.
All right, so it has arrived. All right, okay.
Okay, so I got this account notated with everything we talked about, and I'm going to go ahead and provide you with that cancellation number.
Okay, and then, like you said, I have nothing else. I'm signed up for anything, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for that number.
Yes, ma'am, give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so that cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, the number 2. B as in boy, E as in Edward, the number 8, A as in apple.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is that all I can assist you with today?
Nope, that should do it all. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes, my love.